Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Leroy Thompson's here with us again today. Praise God, Brother Leroy.
Hallelujah.
Let's get right into this.
Yes, sir.
Let's go right back into the Word of God.
Dealing with those seven things, you know, Hebrews 11:3 is our foundational text. But we're dealing with seven things that every believer needs to know. And we base four of them on 2 Timothy 3:16. We've dealt with the established order of God. We've dealt with reproof, doctrine, which is the established order of God. We've dealt with reproof. We're talking about the dismantling aspect of it. And I think we did a third job on yesterday that a believer can know that there will come a time that the Word of God will cut you, but it's cutting you for your own good. And especially in framing your world, framing your financial world with the Word of God, the condition of the body of Christ at large, there are some cutting that has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done in compassion. It's done in love. Jesus did a lot of things, said a lot of things, but he always spoke in compassion. Now, compassion is not just how the voice sounds. It's what's in a person's heart. I really want the body of Christ to see their dream come to pass. God, just like God wants to see it come to pass,
Amen.
You know, and I know the things they have to know. So the third aspect was the correction, and we got into that a little bit. Based on John 8:32 and Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Along this line, then Jesus said in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free or set you free. The correction aspect is the assimilation of truth in a thought process, and that has to be done. A man has to know the truth for himself about any given subject. And the only way we're going to step off into increase and abundance and the wealth as God wants us to, we ourselves as an individual personally going to have to attend to the truth and let the Holy Spirit assimilate that truth in our hearts above everything. When that happens, our thinking process, our action going to be different, and our believing going to be different. And then we go to the fourth aspect, which is the instruction, all from 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures given by inspiration of God. The instruction part, now you came through the doctrine, the reproof, and the correction, and I hope they got all those definitions. I give them out those definitions of what it really means, and I give scriptures to them. Now, the instruction part is based on 2 Timothy 2:15, James 1:25. Mm-hmm. The systematic application of God's word into your life. And now James 1:25, we need to look at that one. That's a good one. James, the Holy Spirit said, that's a good one to back up the systematic instruction of God
mm-hmm.
into one's life. And it tell you what the results are if it happens, you see. James 1:25, that says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, notice what he called it, the perfect law of liberty.
Talking about the Word of God.
Yes, and continue therein. See, not being thrown by anything. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. See, and that's where the blessings are. The blessing lies in getting proper instruction, hearing it, doing it, following it, continuing in it, sticking with it, no matter what come up, no matter what nobody else say. When you know it's the truth, and when that truth has been applied to your heart, you have instruction. Now you can walk. See, you got the doctrine, you got the established order of God, you got the reproof, you got the dismantling of erroneous teaching and erroneous thinking. Then you got the correction, which is an assimilation of the truth in your thought process. Then you go on to instruction, which is the systematic application of God's word into your life. Those four things. And the other three things, I said seven things. If the body of Christ would hear these seven things, the next three things come from Proverbs chapter 24. It's three major things in Proverbs chapter 24. And if they take these seven things and apply in their life and not let nobody detour them or throw them from these seven things, they're going to begin to frame their financial world with the Word of God. And then I'll take them further in the book and step by step to show how to do this. But I think these seven things have to be understood before you can go any further. In Proverbs chapter 24, we read in the third and fourth verse is three major spiritual keys of doing anything in the spirit realm. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge should a chamber be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So you need wisdom, financial wisdom, to build the God kind of finance, all right? So you build it. But you also need godly understanding to get established in God's financial ways. And then you need godly or revelation knowledge, I put it this way, revelation knowledge as God-given financial truth. So you need godly financial wisdom, and I got Ecclesiastes chapter 7, I won't look at that in a moment. Godly understanding about financial matters, number two, that's number six. And number seven, revelation knowledge on God's given financial truth. Mm, yeah. Now, in godly financial wisdom is how you build godly finances. A secret in building God finance under God's wisdom is God show you what to do. He show you how to get it. And then he has the right to show you what to do with it in total control. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, when I read this, because I had come against, I came up and found all kind of urologists teaching about wealth, and people get angry when you go to talk about prosperity, and they slam the door, shut the Bible, and shut themselves out. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, I came to these verses by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I'd read the Bible, but I knew nothing about how specific these words was in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Now, the 10th verse says something. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? Now, what is the cause? I mean, why? From the Amplified Bible perspective in the 13th chapter of Genesis, it says Abraham was extremely rich. Mm-hmm. All because he was on assignment from God. All because he obeyed God's voice and did what God told him to do. We can do the same thing. Why was Solomon so rich when he asked for the wisdom of God and understanding of God? He burnt them thousand burnt offerings. And God said, I'll make you the richest man that ever lived on the face of the earth. He was the richest till Jesus showed up, you know, but so he said greater than Solomon this year. But over and over again, we see the wealth of God there in his people's hand for a reason. OK, so now the question, people, they're trying to get it every way they can. Now, I was flying in this morning here, and we came across a busy highway section right before I got above the cloud. I could still see down. And I said to Leroy, prior to getting to the airport, I said to Leroy, cars are jammed. I said, where are they going? What are they going to do? Mm-hmm. Where are they going? They're not going to make no visitation. They're going trying to get some money. They're going trying to make some money, right? They're going to this job. They're going to different areas. And the body of Christ got caught up in that same crisis, trying to depend upon making job their sources. But the job can't be your source. You have to tap in when you get revelation knowledge and some of the things we talked about. Then God becomes your source. You got to work. You work, but you don't work for a living. You work, but God is your source, and God given make you living. In other words, you take seeds and sow the seed. So the question been dealt with all wrong. They think it was academic. They think it's I'm living in the wrong city. I'm on the wrong side of the track. I'm the wrong color. I'm the wrong nationality. Everything but the right thing. Any man, any woman of God, I don't care what background, I don't care what race they are, if they rightly divide the word of truth and give God their life, you know they got to give God their life, but I'm talking about believers, rightly divide the word of truth, that man, that woman can be blessed in all their deeds.
Well, it would not be a perfect law of liberty
if you couldn't.
If it was changeable by somebody's background or the way they're born or where they're born or what they know and all that, that doesn't have any bearing on it.
Well, it's excuses. See, We have to get rid of excuses. The body of Christ, we can't make the excuse for our failure. We can't make God a failure. We have to yield to the works of the Holy Spirit, yield to the wisdom of God, and when we yield to the understanding of God, and yield when you hear revelation knowledge. I did it. I heard it through you. I heard it through Brother Hagin. I heard it through Fred Price. I heard revelation knowledge. When I heard revelation knowledge, with my religious background, I started pulling that stuff off, man. I said, man, I'm going to these guys' meeting. I said, you'll meet many times. You didn't know. I just said, I said, I'm feeding them. I got the books. I got notes. I wrote and I read to my head hurt. I stayed up all night long for many nights because I knew there was something there that I had missing. And if you do that, Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. So this question, God spoke to me. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days was better than thee? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this.
My.
And they're trying to get it done some other kind of way, by job, to job, by education. You will never, by the system, have enough money to live like God wants you to live. You will never, by the system, have enough money to give like God wants you to give. You will never see it unless you get in the realm of asking the wise question. And the right question here is, what does God say about it? And then be a business about your Father's business.
That's it. Yeah.
She goes on to say, now when I saw this in verse 12, but with my religious background, if I'd read it years ago, I wouldn't have no understand what he's talking about. He said, for wisdom is a defense. And then he said right behind that, and money is a defense. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And money is a defense. What kind of defense is money? Well, let just be a defense. House no defense. You know, whatever kind of, it's a defense. In other words, when a person have their money, when God have blessed you to be financially able, things, criterias that come up in life, because we're in a physical body, we're in a natural realm in the earth, so things do come up. But if you have your finances, well, we got prayer, we praise Him, we glorify Him, we meditate His word, but also God wants us to have resources that we would not be, like we talked about earlier, be beggars. We'll be able to go out and pay for that and go on about His business.
A good example of all of this was back in the early 70s, the Lord dealt with me about debt and had me go make that announcement to the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, I made people mad. They got so mad at me, I lost friends over it. I mean, there was, but see, nobody knew that prime interest was going to go beyond 20% here in a few days.
Yes.
And it financially destroyed people that shouldn't have been destroyed at all.
But you was preaching as a prophet of God, and you was dismantling things.
Yeah, but the ones that got it. Now, here just recently, and all this savings and loan, house mortgage thing that got prime got all messed up.
Oh, man.
Well, real estate dealers, builders got all out of phase and all of that because borrowed money was up and down and there's just all kinds of stuff whipping around, but not for the man that didn't owe any.
Right.
And that's what this is. That was a defense against that.
That's the wisdom of God.
That's the wisdom of God.
That's the wisdom of God. That's the wisdom. God wanted His people to be.
I'd have never known that if it hadn't been in the Word of God.
The Word of God, and God spoke to you prophetically. See, and that's what people got to understand. You know, when God gave me money cometh, I'll never be broke another day in my life. And to tell people that they were a money magnet, it seemed to some people that, oh, that's just worldly. No, it's just God correcting error in the body of Christ, correction and evil in the body of Christ, where everybody in the house got to go to work. That is not God, that everybody leaves the house going to work. That's not God. We've got in that system. You know, it'll take a while for the body of Christ to get back out of it, but everybody don't supposed to go to work. Somebody need to watch the house. God had it made when my younger time, my mom didn't work. My daddy was a farmer. It was asinine to even ask my dad for my mom to go to work. he wouldn't even hear it. And the system, you know, I don't want to touch it too much, but, you know, women live sort of mess things up. No woman don't supposed to be wearing no hard hat, climbing no pole. That ain't, she ain't made for that, Brother Copeland. I see this stuff and I get angry because I know what it's all about. It's all about money. It's not nothing about no equal right. It's money. And so if the body of Christ line up with the wisdom of God and do it like God say, everybody will fall back into place. All this tension, all this dissension will level off because everybody now be able to think like they're supposed to think. Because they're in that right place. So wisdom, money is a defense.
When you got money pressure on you, and you're doing things because of it, then your life gets miserable in a hurry.
Your life gets miserable in a hurry.
And paycheck to paycheck living and the whole family under stress and can't nobody figure out when to eat or what to eat. I mean, it's such turmoil.
It's snapping.
And it doesn't get any better. It gets worse all the time. Then you got some problems where your children are concerned and all that, and it just snowballs into...
It's ungodly.
Yeah, it is. That's the whole thing.
It's not of God. And so if you listen to us today, you can frame your finances with the Word of God. I speak over your household. I speak over your finances. I speak over your children and your children's children. I speak over your businesses. And I declare prophetically that in Jesus' name, this year, every step you make going to be a step of increase. I speak that over you right now in Jesus' name. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me to tell the body of Christ that it's time for tithe manifestation. I believe the tithe that you have sown, the tithe you've been believing for, I believe that they're going to manifest in your life just as the scripture said, God's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that you're not going to have enough room to receive. You receive that in your spirit. I feel the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I feel an unction. I feel a prompting of the Spirit to speak over your situation. I don't want you to concentrate on your debt anymore. I want you to concentrate on prosperity. The beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Listen to these broadcasts. Get a hold of Brother Copeland's book. Get a hold of every book you can get your hand on. Begin to read and meditate the Word of God. Shut yourself off like him and I did. We shut ourselves off from the world and from religion and got a hold of the Word of God. And you can do that also. So I prophesy that every step you make in the year of 2008 going to be a step of increase. Glory to God. Receive that.
Praise God.
Receive that.
I receive it.
Step of increase.
Lord, I receive that. I apply that to glory in my home step life. I apply that to our children. Yes. I apply that to this ministry. In the name of Jesus, every step
is a step.
A step of prosperity, a step of increase, a step of overflow. Mm. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. I receive it. I heard it. I perceived in my spirit when you said, lock yourself away like we did. And somebody thought, man, I wished I could, but, you know, I can't do that. I got to go to work. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about. You can't do anything because you want to. You have to do something because you're so deep into that thing. You can't get out of the prison of it.
Lock on you. Instead of going and make more debts for vacation, lock up on vacation.
Yeah.
Lock up on the weekend. Whenever your day is off, lock yourself up. The day will come that you can go on vacation and you don't have to borrow a penny.
Yes, sir.
And live and stay where you want to stay.
It'll come a lot quicker than you think it will.
Yes, absolutely. God waiting. God, listen. Hovering over the body of Christ is all the goodness of God waiting for a channel to go through. The goodness, all the wealth, all the riches, all the hidden secret treasure for the body of Christ. It's our birthright is waiting for someone to open their heart and their mind and let it in.
Yes, amen.
And that's all we got to do.
Faith makes that connection.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
When a person says, listen, that's what God's word says, and I choose to believe that.
Yes.
And when you did that, your spirit responds.
And it's over then.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you start out.
You start on that journey.
And you start in at first, it may be, boy, you know, okay, I'm going to read this again, but it doesn't take long. Your spirit just starts drawing it and just starts pulling it. And then it over just a little while, it starts getting good, man.
Yes.
Your time with God gets richer and better and stronger. Your mind begins to think better. And
yes, sir.
Things begin to work for you. And all of a sudden, things around you begin to improve.
Change.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works. Yeah, and you see, these three things, you see, we've dealt with them. You see, put evil in its right place. See, evil has been equated to blessing. The body of Christ have seen evil in the aspect of righteousness. And what I'm saying that is, when a person begin to prevail in the things of God, we've been seduced so long that we think that which is good, we sometimes labor evil. And then that which is
like
truth
was wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it was something evil having all your bills paid.
So you got to get all that out of your mind. You can't fight it. You got to get all that out of your mind. You got to get error is error. You see, we have supplied error for truth. Truth is not error. Error is not truth. When the truth comes, it's the truth.
Read the scriptures and find out that it's so.
Yeah.
You don't take Leroy on my word for it. You read the word and you find out that it's true. And then, praise God, you stick your stake in the ground and you don't move away from it. Praise God. That's what God said, and I choose to believe.
Praise God.
Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
When the frame of a new wall rests on a solid foundation, the transaction of weight allows construction to continue, and a home is created. God's Word created everything in this world and is the divine foundation that we can trust in and build our lives upon. The Divine Transaction Package is two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson. In framing your world with the Word of God, you'll learn to line up your thinking with God's Word so that you can know and act on His will for your life. Learn to confess the Lordship of Jesus over every circumstance. In Money Cometh to the Body of Christ, you'll get step-by-step instructions to make adjustments and take action to see God's prosperity come into your life. This package is designed to help you get God's perspective on finances and the foundation of His supply to accomplish your part in fulfilling the Great Commission and bring in the harvest of souls in these exciting days. Order the Divine Transaction Package today for only $18. This package includes two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson, Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh. These dynamic books bring insight into your financial future. Purchase your package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Divine Transaction Package today.
Now, you won't find two better books on the economy of God and how it works in this earth than Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh by Leroy Thompson. I'm telling you, they don't exist. You can't find two better books on this subject to study and glean. They're easy to read. I'm telling you, you just take it one step at a time and get your Bible right there and check out all the scriptures, and it'll build your faith, and it'll do it almost overnight. I mean, your faith will be in a different level every day until you just walk right on out of all of this mess and pressure in the world, and let God do some things with your life and your finances. So do whatever it takes to get your hands on these books. Praise God. Now, Father, we pray over this year of 2008.
And we stand in the Word of God over this year that every step is a step of prosperity. Every step is a step of increase. Every step, all year long, every step is one step closer to the glorious, overwhelming outflow that heaven has and has it planned for the body of Christ. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. My goodness, we got some awesome meetings coming up this year. The first one's in Branson, our Branson Victory Campaign, one of the dynamite meetings every year there with Keith and Phyllis Moore. And that March 6th through the 8th. Go to kcm.org. Now, let me tell you, you can get these broadcasts on there. You can go in there and get these study materials. You go in there. It's there for you for this reason. When you pull yourself aside, I tell you, when Leroy and I did, there wasn't no such thing as no internet, man. I'd have eat that thing up, too, man, God. Back there, get in there, and all that material available there 24 hours a day. My. Well, this is Kenneth Copeland, Leroy Thompson, telling you Happy New Year. Praise God. And reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is, it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.